She is, in fact, a redneck woman. That is Gretchen Wilson, voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Hey, good morning, you. It's 840. We've got cloudy sky here, 24 degrees. March 28th edition of the morning show. New day and a new week. Let's get after it. And Mondays, we always talk Breckenridge school news throughout the school year with Superintendent Brad Strand. Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, we were talking kind of a slower time for you, which is unusual in the Breckenridge school district because you guys are crazy busy. So.
Yeah. You know, today's a teacher work day, so all the kids right now are all sleeping in, and parents are maybe have their to-do list for them when they wake up, maybe around the house, maybe the yard, do a little work. I'm not sure how that goes, but that means tomorrow is the first day of our fourth quarter.
Unbelievable.
So the year is just cruising right along, and that means, there's some things we got to try to wrap up as we get into this fourth quarter, and teachers will be busy prepping them for different assessments. I know the ACT test is coming up in early April, maybe April 5th, but lots of great things. And one cool thing that the high school is doing right now is a profile of graduate. So this is something we try to get going right before graduation. And I should really have Mr. Peterson and Mrs. Tobola come on in and talk about that.
Yes,
sometime.
Please do.
But all of our grades 7 through 11 are being exposed to creating an e-folio. So a portfolio of their work as they, if you're a 7th grader, what's it going to look like by the time you graduate? If you're a junior, all right, well, you got next year. What are we going to put in there? And the four areas that our school board and our staff and our administration are looking at for our kids are to be, how can you show that you're impassioned about something? How are you empowered? How are you inspired? And how are you engaged? You know, we want our young people to be engaged moving out, and then just collecting the facts that show that you're all of those things in an e-folio through your work in school, through projects that you do, through community engagement, all through volunteerism. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how that kind of moves forward with our high school. I know we're just getting rolling with that.
Boy, what a great project. And talk about a great way for students to kind of showcase what they're doing.
Exactly.
And list their accomplishments. Yeah.
Showcase yourself and build this e-folio. So when you go to college, you go to tech school, you go to the military, you get a job, you have these skills that you can showcase. I like that word a lot, Bill.
Yeah, very cool.
We talked about music in our schools month. We've been talking about that all month.
Yes, we have.
Music in our schools month. Well, tomorrow, Mr. Niska, Kennedy Niska, at the elementary school, it will have a fantastic concert for all of our 3rd and 4th graders, and that'll start at 7 o'clock in the elementary gym. We are scheduled to have a softball game on Thursday down at West Central area, and I believe that would be at Barrett, so we'll see. Hopefully that their fields can handle whatever moisture we might get on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday, a little bit.
And then Friday's April 1st. Be careful on that day.
Yeah, I've always...
work around kids.
Oh, I was watching my background here.
There will be some fools. and I'm usually one of them. But we will have our speech, the varsity section tournaments over at Underwood High School. So looking forward to seeing how that wraps up and if we have any kids advance and move on in the speech competition. So lighter week, but at the same time, there's lots of things still moving forward. And of course, all of those teams have been practicing now, the baseball, the track, the softball. They're all getting ready to go. And hopefully the spring will cooperate in the golf teams.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And if you don't think speech and music have a whole lot to do with your life, kids, trust me, sometimes you start talking, you just can't quit.
Yeah.
I'm living proof. Sometimes you start singing, you just can't quit.
Yeah.
And that all started at Breckenridge High School.
And
so
you got that skill, and that's a lifelong skill.
Absolutely. So, but this thing about the student showcase, that is really, really a neat. That's innovative.
Yeah, we're a little ahead of the curve on that compared to a lot of schools. So I'm looking forward to see what our secondary staff does with that.
And it's called an e-folio?
E-folio, or profile of a graduate, but we're doing it as an e-folio. So we'll do Google Sites probably, and they'll make their own website that they'll have that it is theirs, and they'll keep it forever.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And, you know, and a shout out to Bremer. I think this is the last one. Shout out to Bremer for sponsoring this. It's always nice to have all great community sponsors, business sponsors that can let us get on the air and talk a little bit with you, Bill.
You got it. Brad, always great to have you in here, my friend. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. It's 8:45 here at the Voice of the Valley. Breckenridge School News brought to you, as Brad said, this month by Bremer Bank. Got a cloudy sky right now, 24 degrees. Good morning.
Take charge of your financial future with a proactive approach from Bremer Bank in Breckenridge. Did you know that Bremer offers more than just traditional banking services? We also offer investment, wealth management, and insurance services for all of your financial needs. Bremer can help you plan for your future and protect what matters most. The professionals at Bremer are ready to help you think ahead. Stop by Bremer today to learn more about our comprehensive financial solutions or call 218-643-8721.